Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I am George of Opinion Research, a national survey research firm. And we are talking to people today about issues facing us all. And we would like to include your responses to the survey. To begin, are you registered to vote in San Patricio County?
Yes, sir.
Excuse me?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And thank you for taking my call. Are you or is any member of your household employed by a news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved in political campaign?
No, sir.
Yes or no, ma'am?
I am retired, so.
Okay.
No, none of the above.
And thank you again for taking my call. Thinking about a past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidates have you tended to vote for most often?
Probably Democratic.
And what year were you born? Just a year.
1942.
And have you seen, read, or heard anything recently about the building of an ammonia, a plant, in or near Ingleside?
I think we're fighting over whether we want a plant like that. Haven't really paid a whole lot of attention to it. It seems like that we've said no, but I can't guarantee that. I mean, it's been up and down and around.
From the options I have here, what do you want me to mark down for you? A yes or no? Have you seen, read, or heard anything recently?
Let's put no, because I don't remember how long ago it was.
Okay. Thank you again. Now, I would like to read you the names of several individuals or groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. And if you don't recognize the name, just say so. Here's the first one. Enbridge. Strongly positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative.
Enbridge.
Strongly negative or no?
I have no opinion.
Okay. What about Flint Hills Resources?
Yeah, I know who they are.
Do you have positive, strong positive?
Positive on that. I can't remember hearing anything real negative about them.
Okay. Strong positive or somewhat positive?
What was the second one?
Somewhat positive.
Somewhat.
Okay. I also have Project Yarin.
I'm not familiar.
Okay. Nueces County Green Ammonia.
I've heard about it, but I don't have any opinion because it don't affect me.
What about Port of Corpus Christi?
Well, yeah, I know who they are for sure.
And do you feel strong positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or strong negative?
It's a little bit of both, so let's go somewhat positive.
What about Yara?
I'm sorry?
What about Yara? Y-A-R-A. Yara.
I don't have an opinion about them.
Valero?
No opinion.
Oxy Energy Corporation.
Somewhat positive.
And thanks again for your patience. Would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant located on the southern edge of Ingleside? Do you strongly favor it, somewhat favor it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it?
I think I strongly oppose it.
Please tell me if each of the following items of information make you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose to the construction of an ammonia plant at the south part of Ingleside? Here's the first one. The proposed ammonia plant will be located within the existing Edgebridge Ingleside Energy Center at the south tip of Ingleside. Do you strongly favor or strongly oppose?
I strongly oppose all of them. I'm not real crazy about an ammonia plant.
Okay.
Being that closed.
The other one says a partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Yara, is an industry, a leader with more than 100 years of experience in the production, storage, and transportation of ammonia worldwide.
Still don't make me like them, because if they have a blowout, it's going to wreck all our houses because we're so close.
So strongly oppose it or somewhat oppose it?
Strongly oppose it.
Okay. A partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Enbridge, has large-scale infrastructure development expertise with world-class deep water docks and export capabilities at the Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center.
I really have not heard of... I know what they do, and I don't like the ammonia close, but time goes by and everything changes, and somewhat opposed.
The ammonia produced by the facility would be exported to Europe and other countries for their energy needs. Since ammonia is a fuel source that reduces emissions that would otherwise come from coal plants.
I don't have an opinion.
Okay. Approximately 95% of the carbon dioxide generated from the ammonia facility will be captured, sequestered, and then transported via pipeline to permanent underground storage approximately 25 miles south of San Patricio County.
No opinion, because I'm not kept up with what all of that means.
The proposed facility will generate roughly 4,000 jobs at the peak of construction and at least 100 permanent jobs once the facility is in service.
Oh, it's hard to say no to something like that because it helps the economy. Opposed.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. You're doing great. Plant personnel and first respondents will be properly trained and equipped with the material and resources necessary to respond in the unlikely event that there is an incident at the proposed facility.
Wow. Let me just stick with somewhat opposed.
Ammonia production is one of the safest and most efficient industries in the world. This plant will include the latest state-of-the-art safety and production technology.
Let me just stick with somewhat opposed.
Enbridge conducts all monitoring required by its permits, which are written to ensure that all significant potential emissions are within accessible range, tracking and a note to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality and made available to the public.
I really have no opinion.
Okay.
I'm kind of in between, so I don't really know how to answer it. So let's say no opinion.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Opponents say the proposed ammonia facility will increase shipping traffic in the bay, and this will mean more erosion as well as damage to the aquatic ecosystem. Do apologize.
I can't be somewhat opposed and then don't like this because it all, I gotta stick with somewhat opposed.
The blue ammonia production from the proposed facility will remove 95% of the carbon dioxide from the ammonia manufacturing process, thus creating a nearly carbon-free fuel source.
Let's just stick with somewhat opposed.
The proposed facility will generate millions of dollars each year in property tax revenues to help with roads improvements, pay teachers' salaries, maintain school buildings, and fund a host of other county services.
If I thought all of that was really true, I would not say somewhat opposed. Because my street right now is in worse shape than it's been in the 14 years I've lived here.
So I don't know
what they're doing with the money, what they have now.
So let me just stick with somewhat opposed. Somewhat opposed, okay.
Yes,
opponents say the proposed location of the ammonia facility will negatively impact communities, members' lives.
Let's just stick with somewhat opposed.
In addition to paying property tax on the proposed facility, both Yara and Enbridge will pay sales and use tax, corporate income tax, and other taxes, including payroll tax, fuel tax, and excise tax.
Well, that's a good thing if they stick by that, but I've seen too many of them where they don't stick by it, so let's just go somewhat opposed.
Okay. Consumers frequently use ammonia-based products found in everyday household items such as glass cleaners, disinfectant, aerosol, sprays, surface and carpet cleaners, and pet stain removals.
I don't use a lot of ammonia products. So let's just stick with somewhat opposed.
Edbridge and Yara will partner to invest in programs to support environmental stewardship and conservation on work closely with the local communities to promote share environmental values and priorities.
I'm just going to stick with somewhat opposed because I don't always believe everything they put out.
Okay. The produced ammonia will be loaded directly onto ships docked right at the facility. Therefore, the produced ammonia will remain on commercial and industrial property, away from residents, and it is shipped.
Somewhat opposed. Because I'm 5 miles from where that's going to take place or something? That's not very far.
And would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant located on the southern edge of Ingleside?
I think I'm going to oppose that.
Strongly oppose it or somewhat oppose it?
Strongly oppose it.
And in your own words, please tell me why you oppose the proposal ammonia plant. In your own words.
I'm afraid of an explosion, and I was across the ship channel was for an explosion in one of the plants in Pasadena and knocked stuff off of my wall. So that being just south of me is closer than that. We've got so many plants. I don't think we need any more right now.
Okay. So from what you just said, do you want me to put down for you, I am afraid of an explosion of this plant? Is that correct?
Some kind of turmoil. I don't know whether you want to call it an explosion or not, but
I am scared of some type of turmoil might happen.
That's better, yeah. That'll work.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you again for your patience, just a few questions to make sure that we have a representative sample. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No,
such
sir.
As make. Okay. And is your main race Anglo, African American, Asian, or some other race?
Anglo. I'm a good old Texan.
And do you own or rent your place of residence?
Own.
Which of the following best describes your current type of, most recent type of employment?
I'm retired.
Farming. Excuse me?
I'm retired.
Retired, okay.
Yes, sir.
But from the options I have here, were you farming, fishing, or self-employed in own business, or white-collar management, construction, manufacturing? Professional, such as law or medical, or energy, chemical, government, education, or never worked before?
I don't know where I said that. I worked in the marine industry my whole 53 years of working.
Okay. And do you have a Facebook account, yes or no?
No.
Do you have an X account?
I don't even know what that is, so no.
Do you have an Instagram account?
No.
And do you watch the nightly local news 4 or more days per week?
Do I watch what you asked
the
me?
Nightly,
I'm sorry.
The nightly local news. 4 or more.
Yes, sir, I watch it every night.
Do you read the Ingleside Index on a weekly basis?
Yes, sir.
And do you read the Corpus Christi Caller Times on a daily basis?
No, sir. My local paper has more information than the Caller does.
And do you have any children under the age of 19 who reside?
No, sir. I have no children at all.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy your evening. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome.